the day of the Namibian child is basically a day that's commemorated similar to the day of the African child. It was initiated on the 26th of June 2000 by our founding father, Dr. Sam Nyoma. And the day essentially is one that was initiated in order to commemorate the African child and also to show African children that, look, there's a pride, there's a pride in being a Namibian child, and we must live up to that standard. And also due to the fact that people fought for us in the war in order for us to be here, we ought act accordingly and we ought do certain things to show that there's some sort of a pride in being a Namibian child.
Now, Christophina, why is it important for Namibians to celebrate the Namibian child?
Well, it's important because the commemoration of the Day of the Namibian Child aims to reevaluate the approaches, policies, programs, and legislation that have been adopted by the Namibian government since the celebration of the Day of the Namibian Child in 2000. The commemoration of the Day of the Namibian Child in 2022 presents an opportunity to take stock of what needs to be done to effectively eliminate harmful practices affecting children in Namibia. The day also presents a further opportunity to renew the status of harmful practices affecting children in Namibia by highlighting the issues affecting them and how it affects them psychologically and physically.
Mm. Now, the theme for this year is, of course, eliminating harmful practices affecting children. Can you elaborate more on this, and also can you guys give a few examples of these harmful practices?
Okay, so in as much as children, especially in Namibia, in as much as we think that certain things only happen in sub-Saharan African countries, there's a lot that happens here, especially in the rural areas, such as child marriages, such as a lot of forced labor, child abuse, and those sort of harmful practices that we should try and root out as a country, and also as Namibian children, stand together and try and stand with our fellow brothers and sisters going through these particular things. So essentially the theme for this year, Eliminating Harmful Practices, is one that aims to help us solve these small nitty-gritty issues that are going, that are ongoing with Namibian children, and not only Namibian children, but African children as well, because if you notice, that's also the theme for Global African Child's Day. So essentially, that's what the theme aims to do, and those are the sort of issues that we still have arising in the country.
Christophina?
So the theme for the Day of the Namibian Child, like Abraham said, is very similar to the Day of the African Child, which is eliminating harmful practices affecting children. So when we refer to harmful practices, we talk about a collectiveness of various amounts of abuse, sorts directed to a specific child. These practices or actions are enacted upon children by their societies, which could be family members, at school, wherever. Mm. Examples of these could be child marriage, which is very prevalent in Namibia, forced marriage, which is also prevalent in Namibia, female genital mutilation, which is partially prevalent in Namibia, child abuse linked to faith and behavioral practices based off of religion and culture. Most harmful traditional practices are particular forms of violence against women, the girl child, and the boy child, and child abuse.
Yeah.
These practices have psychological and physical effects, like I mentioned earlier. More examples being virginity testing-related practices and extreme dietary restrictions during pregnancy, which is, again, like from child marriage.
Yeah. Now, Christophina, you've mentioned the impact that these harmful practices have on children. What recommendations do you have to solve these harmful practices affecting the girl child and the boy child?
So we could make more programs like this that we have today to bring out more awareness, because most children are going through stuff and they don't know that it's affecting them and that it's harmful. And also, like I said earlier, society is enacting these practices upon the children, but they don't know that they're affecting these children mentally and psychologically. So I'd say more advocacy and more like educating the people on what is really going on.
Okay. Abraham?
I think in terms of how it affects the child and what progress we can make, I think things that can be done is initiatives such as the government empowering organizations such as Childline to give certain programs and to make certain seminars to help children understand, one, because I think the biggest problem that comes in when somebody is being abused is a misunderstanding of your own rights. So when somebody is misrepresented and there's a misunderstanding of your rights, it becomes easy for people to take advantage of you. So I think the biggest thing is educating people on what their rights are, particularly in rural areas. areas, because sometimes people don't have a proper understanding to the extent where they can say, okay, I'm being abused, this and this is happening to me. For them, it's normal practices. We really need to entrench certain areas deeply. It's not just about having seminars in the city where people understand things, where there's access to a lot of information, but also about going into those areas really where people have a lack of understanding, a lack of information, because that's where you make the true change. And in fact, that's where it's happening. You don't see any child marriages in Vintu because people are very upstanding people here. People go on rallies, marches, and protest against certain things. Yeah. So when you go deep in the village where it's very, very conservative, it's difficult for these particular things to happen because people subscribe to certain norms and views. So essentially just going into those spaces and entrenching most conservative societies.
On that note, what progress has been done in Namibia so far to eliminate these harmful practices?
So through that, I think the government and particularly the African Union has instituted the African Charter on the Rights of the Child. With the Namibian government in particular, the government has been trying to put in many initiatives into place. So, by example, the government has been trying to empower kids through a lot of programs like educational programs. The government has been trying to set up more institutions where children can go, children's homes. And also, the government empowers more institutions where people can also go and talk about their problems. So, by example, you find many organizations that are an extension of the ministry, especially the Ministry of Gender and Equality, that are out there particularly just for the use of children and for the use of children being able to talk to people. There's also the organization like the Be Free organization, which is also there for children. Yet, regardless of all of that, I think there's more progress that can be made, particularly like I just mentioned. There's a lot of progress that can be made in terms of entrenching the deepest of most conservative societies. Because in as much as we can have interviews on TV and on radio like we're doing now, I don't think anybody that's in the village is going to hear this and understand what's really being said. So that's something that the government alone can do. Us being here at this interview can help spread some sort of awareness, but it's not going to help anybody in real time.
Yeah.
So the government needs to go into those areas and really help people.
Okay. Christophina?
I would also say that I believe that in rural areas, radios are the main source of information, and that I believe that this program, like this one today happening, is more efficient and effective to rural areas.
Yeah.